Welcome, Chimpians, to episode 60, the Christmas 2011 episode of Chimp Out Radio. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stupnig.
Hey, DJ, what happened with Knickerclaus? We did that recording with him with the top 10 and everything, and then it never showed up.
I know. That was my mistake. When I put the show together, I forgot to add his top 10 in last month's episode of Chimp Out Radio. So tonight, we're going to bring him on, and we're going to do a whole segment with Knickerclaus.
All right. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, he's the perfect guest because this is the Christmas episode. And let's see, who else is with us? Walter the Tyler is going to stop in.
And Jeannie's going to come read a top 10 and do a guest spot.
That's great. And we're going to hear from some other chimpers tonight, too. Also, Birdman is going to sing for us.
Make sure you turn the volume up when Birdman sings.
Yeah, it's a classic. You're going to love it.
Yeah, this is going to go down in the Christmas annals of history.
So stick around, chimpers, because the Christmas episode of Chimp Out Radio starts now.
This is Mel Picaro, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
It's going to be a great show, chimpers. Hard Truck is going to read the top 10 in a minute, but right now we're talking with Walter the Tyler.
Oh, dudes, I got a story.
Okay.
It's from Chimbabwe.
All right.
Uh-oh. Chimbabwe. That's like the epicenter of niggardness.
It is. It's the only ones that, like, have a newspaper. So that's how we get it all.
Is it written on, like, a leaf in feces or something?
A man who ordered a prostitute to his hotel room collapsed when his daughter turned up at the door. Titus N. Cube from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, said the shock of seeing his 20-year-old daughter sent him to the ground. Mr. N. Cube pleaded last week with our Bulawayo crew not to publish the story. Holy shit, I got to get the whole article on this.
I thought he collapsed from trying to carry enough money to pay her in Zimbabwe notes.
Oh, God, that must have been a lot of money, bro.
Oh, it's in the billions.
It's like a $20 billion bill to buy a piece of gum there.
I know.
A man in Bulawayo's Nikalumeni 5 suburb got the shock of his life after a commercial sex worker he allegedly called to his hotel room turned out to be his daughter.
So then he said, now then, I guess that means it's free.
Yeah. He yeah, wasn't going to pay for that.
Can I at least get a senior citizen discount?
But is it as bad as the guy who claimed that he had sex with a woman who shapeshifted into a goat?
I hate when that happens.
Fuck, I hate it when that happens too, man.
Usually when it happens to me, it's when the alcohol wears off.
No, then they just turn into pigs.
Oh.
Mr. Titus N. Cube is said to have collapsed while the 20-year-old daughter bolted after seeing her father. Mr. N. Cube... And that's how it's spelled. The letter N, C-U-B-E, N-cube.
N-cube. It describes the shape of his face.
Mr. N-cube.
There was a nigger that used to live next door to me at the nig rental, and his street name was actually Square Nuts.
Square Nuts, goddamn.
I thought it was, because his girlfriend said his nuts are square, like a cube. But when they said that, I thought they said Squirrel Nuts. So I was always calling him Squirrel Nuts until somebody corrected me.
Oh, God. That's got to take the cake, man. Square Nuts. I mean, I've heard some fucking weird ones like, hey, what's up, Q Dog? Oh, yo, I'm down with the shit, yo, J Squirrel. What's up?
But speaking of Squirrel, did you see that today? Some nigger name, his street name was Squirrel, got killed.
Yeah. Let's do that story. Good segue.
All right. Okay. Mr. NQB last week pleaded with our Bulawayo crew not to publish the story. I am sorry for what I did. I spoke to my wife and my daughter. I apologize for my actions because I just wanted my family back, he said.
What can you do? I mean, are you supposed to punish your daughter for being a hooker? Or, you know, I mean, like, how do you explain that? Because he's the one hiring a prostitute in the first place.
I guess it kind of equals out.
I guess so. I mean, what do they, I mean, they should both just kind of, like, shut up and not say anything to anybody.
And, well, they did.
Well, yeah, because they were too busy having sex.
I molested my daughter for a price, you know.
Did he demand a cut of the money or what? I mean, like, does he not have to give her allowance now or what?
He's going to start pimping her.
Yeah, he should.
I mean, he's probably already beating her up, so yeah. All he's got to do is just take some money now.
That's fucked up.
Anyways, he says he forgives her. The father of three revealed he forgave his daughter for being a commercial sex worker and hired a therapist to counsel her.
Father of three, that means he's probably got two more. He's probably thinking he's got a little home business going here.
No shit, man. He's going to start franchising.
Yeah.
It's a cottage industry, man.
I don't blame my daughter for what happened and what she was doing. I feel it was her way of expressing her feelings about the problems in my family, he said.
Well, obviously.
Oh, God.
I think the biggest problem is that they're niggers.
Well, that's besides the fact. It goes without saying, kind of.
So if he did have sex with her and got her pregnant, what would that kid be? A nigger. No, but... It would be his daughter, but it would also be his granddaughter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's kind of...
You know
scary.
What else it would be? It would be his newest employee. and the budding little brothel he's got going there.
That's fresh Jenkins supply.
Yeah, diapers.
Or fresh ghetto lobster, either way.
That's true. Maybe it would be the main course.
God, only niggers do you hear about shit like this.
Yeah, and I can't believe it's coming out of Zimbabwe. It could easily be right here in America with niggers.
It could be Detroit.
It could
be. Or Atlanta.
Yeah, it could be. Or the White House.
<You know? laughs> Melia and Sasha, ghetto lobster main course for Obongo.
All right, so what happened with the squirrel guy?
It's squirrel hunting season.
Here we go.
All right. Dale Fisher, a 16-year-old nicknamed Squirrel, was walking to a friend's house after an afternoon of video games and YouTube videos when a gunman leaned outside of a two-door silver vehicle and fired, striking the 16-year-old in the chest, friends and authorities said. How do you get a street name of Squirrel?
I guess because he ate a lot of nuts.
That's good.
Maybe he was really good at shimmying up trees.
Yeah.
He's got to get away from the cops one way or another, you know.
Maybe he had a bushy tail.
They hadn't pulled it off yet.
Yeah, niggers have tails, you know.
This is Justin Nigger
and DJ Stoop Nig,
and you're listening to Chip Out Radio,
whether you like it or not.
All right, thanks to Walter the Tyler for joining us. Right now, we have a new guest with us. It is HardTruck68, and he's going to be reading the top 10. And Whitey, what is the topic for this week's top 10?
Tonight's top 10 is top 10 nigger video games.
Top 10 nigger video games. All right, that's very Christmassy. Let's see what Santa is going to bring them. Okay, HardTruck, what is number 10?
MySpace Invaders.
Yeah, they sure have ruined MySpace, haven't they?
Oh, man. Do humans still go to MySpace? Does it still exist?
I do, just to research people and troll.
Oh, man. What is number 9?
Nigdug.
I remember that game. The original one.
Yeah, the original one. You had to like take this little pump and then blow monsters up with it, right? Little air pump.
Yeah, and then you, like, shovel tunnels out.
Yeah, so maybe in Nigdug, what you have to do is you have to use the pump to inflate their lips until they pop.
I thought it was maybe about the African mine over there. It's, like, 5 miles deep, and this is, like, 140 degrees down there, and the nigger's sweating like hell.
Well, you know what they're doing. They're digging it deep, and eventually somebody's going to fill it all in with all the niggers.
Let's hope.
And then they'll just cover the top.
That would be a good thing, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
How can it be that hot underground? You would think it'd be really cold.
No, because you're closer to the core and the mantle.
How far down does it go?
Like 5 miles or something.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
What are they mining?
Gold.
Really?
Yeah. It's an ungodly amount every day that they bring out of that hole.
Well, niggers got a lot of teeth to plate.
Yeah.
That's
teeth
true.
And grills.
Number 8.
Crack man.
I see that guy every day in the Tenderloin.
Mm-hmm. Number 7.
Call of Looty.
Or Call of Booty, I guess, would work.
That one was up there, too.
Number 6.
Nogger. Everybody's favorite.
Nogger.
I love Nogger stories.
Yeah, they was a good one posted a couple of days ago.
There was one, it was the video. A homie jumped off the bus and stepped out and got clocked.
Nice.
That's a good one. He wasn't made good, though.
No, he lived.
Oh, yeah, he started to get up at the end of the video.
Yeah. He got drilled at like 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, he just ran across the street without looking.
Your university gives you everything.
Yep. That guy, the guy that hit him, his car got like a free lube job from all the nigger grease.
The head probably cracked the block.
Yeah, probably. He's got the nigger's head as a hood ornament. And the nigger's fully conscious going, dirt. Number 5.
Mortal coon bat.
Wow. Number 4.
Astrogroids.
Duh.
Now, wouldn't that be kind of cool if you had a little spaceship and you could just go around and shoot niggers and break them into little pieces?
No.
Well, yeah, you get to blow up the little pieces, too.
Yeah, but it sounds like a mess. So you shoot a big fat nigger and it turns into two skinny niggers, and then you shoot the skinny niggers and those turn into two nigglets?
Yeah, and then you shoot the nigglets.
Ugh.
And then they're gone.
Yeah, but how much nigger juice is going to be all over the place?
I know. That's why you're in a spacesuit. Spaceship.
Yeah. Niggers don't have juice. They're all ashy.
I could get down with that.
Okay. What is number 3?
Soul position.
Soul position. Nice.
I could only imagine.
Bunch of jacked up cars on 28 inch fucking clown tires.
That going to Pale Rider did good with his damn hoopty sight.
Yeah. And they'd all have like Reese's peanut butter cup paint job, and the next one would have like Hershey's chocolate bar paint job.
We got like such ridiculous vehicles riding around here. I wish I had a damn camera. I could take pictures of them. And, damn, I could fill up a page on them ridiculous son of bitches.
I'm sure. Number 2.
Toby Hawk's American Wasteland.
Toby Hawk. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the number 1 nigger video game this Christmas is?
Chronic the Hedgehog.
Nice.
This is Shadowgeist. When I'm not getting obliterated by the dark underground where demons and zombies dwell in online video games, I'm listening to the most kick-ass nigger bashing show on the internet, Chimp Out Radio.
Hey, it looks like Nigger Claus is on Skype. Let's give him a call.
Hello.
Hey, it's DJ and Whitey.
Hey, how you doing, Nigger Claus?
I'm doing excellent.
All right.
Okay, good. So what you're in the Eastern time zone, right?
Yeah, just outside of Philadelphia, Bucks County.
Oh, okay. It's called Bucks County?
Bucks County.
Bucks, like Nigger Buck?
Yeah. I know. I hear it all the time.
Yeah. So it's pretty infested over there then, or?
Yeah, well, that's why we call it the suburbs, because we move out here to get away from the lakes. And over the time, and of course, it is follows, whiskey follows. It's neat because, like, they got all, like, the guarded glass and bars and everything down in the city. But the further you go out from the city, things lighten up a bit.
For sure.
But then the commuter trains and buses start coming out our ways into the suburbs, and they start coming out here for the easy kills.
Shit.
Bad. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty upsetting.
No, they have that same problem in California, don't they?
Yeah, when they extended the BART to Pleasanton, which is a total human, you know, rich suburb area just on the other side of the hill in the East Bay, they ran the BART to the local mall right around there, and car thefts went up like 400% in the first year. The niggers were catching BART in and then driving home in your car.
Yeah. So they changed the name from Pleasanton to Unpleasanton?
No, it's actually still pretty nice because the property values up there are still expensive.
Yeah. Yep, that's what niggers do. All right, so Nigger Claus is with us. And Nigger Claus, you've been with the site for pretty close to a year now, right?
No, over since July last year.
And how did you find Chimp Out?
Well, it wasn't hard, I'll tell you that. Just about anything. Just about anything you Google up will come out. I was burning a new CD with a bunch of Johnny Rebel tunes on it, and one of Nigger Claus tunes, and I was looking for anything else I could fit on the CD, and this site came up, and I have to tell you, what a site. What an eye-opener.
Yeah.
I mean, from all over the world and everything like that, I mean, it's just, you know, if you're that dumb, oh, God, sometimes it's really bad. put a soapbox in front of me. I do it at work sometimes. I got everybody at my work fucking hating niggers, and it really doesn't take much.
No,
all you got to do is just point out, you just got to point out things that are happening around the world and prove me wrong. This is what I got to say. This is what I see.
All you got to do is point it out when you see it in front of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Look at that. Typical stupid nigger. Look at that.
Yep.
Everybody knows it, but nobody wants to do anything. There's nothing anybody can do. It's a bad scene all around.
Well, we can make fun of them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about all we got left. They are funny, though, man, especially when they're up to their fucking TNB. And those sows, man. Those fucking sows. Nasty fucking things they are.
I know.
I get a lot of chuckles out of the videos. I see them jumping on tables and doing stupid shit.
Oh yeah,
it's just man, they really belong back in their own country.
They do. They belong in their own continent. I mean, they've got all of Africa, plenty of room. Just we need to put them back there and just leave them there.
Hey, did you see that picture somebody put up a week or so ago? It was the actual true size of Africa, and you could fit like all of North America, all of China, India. I mean, like half the world would fit in Africa.
Really?
Yeah. So we could send every nigger back and every nigger lover, and they'd still have plenty of space.
Well, yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Let's make it happen right now.
Yeah, all right.
I've been working on that plan for years. It just hasn't materialized yet.
Well, you know, we're in the planning stage. That's how everything starts.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I got my own beer hall thing going where I'm trying to get everybody to vote for Nigger Claus to put in Senate. At least, you know, I can work my way up from there.
There you go.
You know?
Can you imagine if the United States government was run by the administrators and the supermods of Chimp Out?
Well, it'd be a pretty good government.
That'd be awesome.
Been trying to implement that for years.
Yeah.
And when you get banned, not only do you lose access, but you get deported.
Oh, yeah. You get banished. Not just banished for life to Africa. Goodbye. That's it. We'll have to work on that.
Oh, you guys are funny. Yeah. Hey, it's nice to finally talk to you guys, DJ and Whitey.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to talk to you. You know, I've seen your posts. And tell me, hey, where did you get that really cool machine gun toting signature picture?
I just, you know, Google. What can I say? Nigger claws with a machine gun. It came up.
Do you think it was from a movie or something? I mean, what the hell?
No, you know, I thought about it many times as I'm looking at it. And I'm like, where the hell did this come from?
I know. Where the hell did that come from?
It was probably some army guys over in Afghanistan, and they were doing their Christmas thing. You know, one guy dressed up as Santa, and then they got hit.
That could be.
I think he's got it, yeah. I think that's it right there. It's got to be. It's the only explanation I can think of, too.
Wow. I like that story. Because that's like live ammunition.
I got a
couple
of drinks. Let me go do something silly.
Yeah.
And film it. We're a long ways from home, you know?
You know how all the warlords that were fighting each other in Liberia all had different, like, themes? Like, someone would go out naked, someone would go out dressed like women, and so forth. Maybe they had, like, a bunch of niggers dressed like Santa Claus, and that was their thing. No, seriously, maybe it was. As fucked up as Liberia is, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, they make easy targets.
Well, yeah.
I think so. Jeez, Liberia. Oh, God.
Yeah.
There's so many fucking toilets over there. Which one are you sitting on now? Just talking about it, I feel like I'm liable to catch something.
Yeah, I know. You get like an ear infection from talking about nigger toilets.
I think you jump straight to toilet seat crabs from that.
Oh, crabs, man? Oh, jeez. Nigger crabs at that. You know, they got to be some kind of a fucking turned inside out critter with a XO shell fucking biting into you. And never going to give up that gives me that,
that's
no matter
right.
What. It'll break apart and destroy before you can deny it gives me that.
Yeah. Nigger crabs see your body as a Section 8 paradise. Yeah.
They probably got nigger crab turf wars going on over which side of the nut they get. Yo, man, this be my... I get the left one. You wearing blue, you get the right one.
Yeah. And that's why it itches when you get an infection, because they're fighting each other.
And eventually that won't even work out. They'll pull out guns, shoot them sideways, miss each other. I guess we should start giving them grenades next.
Yeah, that would be like some kind of cure.
You know, actually... they can't shoot a gun, but if you painted that grenade up in the color of a basketball, they could hit whatever they were throwing it at.
That's true.
Hey, chimpers, this is Whitey's Fed Up, and you're listening to the best damn nigger bashing show on the internet.
Cannibals roasting on an open fire. Pit bulls nipping at your toes. Hip hop music being sung by a liar. And niggas dressed up like dirty hoes. Everybody knows fried chicken and malt liquor help to make the season bright. Ghetto lobster with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Satan's on his way. He's bringing lots of toys and goodies, well, for the white kids anyway. And every crack baby will have a fit when they grow up and realize they're made of shit. And so I'm offering this simple phrase for Nigs from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, man, I hate you, Jigaboo. So I'm offering this simple phrase for Nigs from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, man, I hate you, Jigaboo.
And so here's a quickie for you guys.
All right.
I was at the club last week. I walk around the corner and I come up upon five niggas with guns drawn on me. Well, actually, they weren't pointing them at me. I was at my own gun club. They went nigger, dude. They're fucking promoting diversity, that old Tuskegee fucking Air Force, some World War II nigger university. Nigger loving. Nigger loving at my fucking gun club, dude.
What?
That's awful.
Yeah. Not cool, man. Not cool, but hey.
I got a nigger thrown out of the gun range a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I posted it in the yard. He was, he had a freaking pistol strapped on his side under his shirt, and he was showing it off to his homies thinking no one was watching. I saw it, and they have a no concealed carry clause up at the range. No holstered sidearms.
That was called a cool nigger at that point in time.
Cool nigger. He was cool after three range officials came down and escorted him up to the office, and then he then he came back down minus his sidearm and started chimping out to his buddies, acting all tough. And I left about that point, but they took his gun away from him.
Jeez.
Good. The silver bracelets would have made the day, but you can't have everything.
Sometimes. Yeah, he was packing up his stuff, so they had told him to leave, but they took his gun in the meantime.
You think he got it back?
Oh, I think they took it.
Probably not, maybe. Yeah,
no,
you
they,
go
they probably
lawyer,
took
definitely.
It and said, you know, go pack up your shit, but we're going to hold this till you walk off the range. Because you got some stupid nigger with a loaded gun while people are going down range. I mean, really, come on.
Yeah.
You know, on top of that, it's nigger, period.
They did their job. They would have made it most difficult to get it back from them.
They should have called the sheriff.
Petitioned the court to get it back, hopefully.
Well, it is the county-run range.
Niggers at the range, man. Niggers at the range do not make me feel good at all.
But that's a rare sight anyways. I mean, seriously, how niggers aren't going to pay to go shoot at a range. If they're going to shoot anything, they're just going to, like, just shoot out their window.
Yeah. Well, there's a big debate about that. I mean, should they practice so they can actually hit their targets, who may or may not be fellow niggers? Hopefully, most of the time they are. And then that can actually expedite the removal of said species.
That'd be nice.
From our suburbs.
Yeah.
It works for me.
I can see both sides of that story.
Yeah, I can see that.
But that's what the positive result. Now enter nigger, okay? Uneducated, unwilling to learn. This is a waste of my fucking time. Where's my goddamn crack pipe? Not going to work. It's like the schooling system.
Yeah.
Not going to work.
It's not going to work.
Duh.
Yeah.
I'll just keep throwing money at it.
Yeah.
It'll work itself out eventually.
Yeah. And if it doesn't, we'll just throw more money at it, right?
And that's always the answer.
Yeah, and when that doesn't work,
you throw more money at it.
When that doesn't work, you open up a community center in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, that'll fix everything.
No,
yeah.
I don't think that's the answer. I don't like that answer at all.
No, that's what always happens. Niggers are out there blowing each other away, so they want $20 million to open a community center.
And that's going to fix everything.
Of course.
Where's my mind at? I'm sorry.
Now, if the community center was actually a prison designed as like a trap, like the Roach Motel, you know, like the niggers come in but they can't check out, that would be worth $20 million.
Yeah, but you kind of you got to follow through with the removal process.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they would have like sticky paper on the floors where the niggers like get stuck in it, and, you know, like fly paper. And then, you know, just clean the thing out like once a week or whatever.
Or maybe that's just a big bowl that they wash down into, sucked into the ground.
A toilet. We'll flush them.
Well, yeah.
Flush them back to Africa.
Just flood the place. They can't swim.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have to flood it. Just put like 2 inches of water, then they'll just blow, whoa, and they'll drown in it.
And another rockfish today, if you guys saw.
I saw that.
Really?
Yeah. I thought rockfish season was closed after Labor Day, but I guess they're still catching.
Is it a keeper?
They're all keepers.
You get to do much fishing out there, what?
I used to, but they've closed most of the offshore fishing. I got a boat that can go offshore, but salmon's been closed like the last 3 years, and it finally opened this year, but the weather was too crappy to go anywhere.
Sorry to hear that, man. Have you got a boat that goes dry dock, wet dock, or just dry?
No, I keep it in a boat yard. It's trailered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me about 2 minutes to get to the ramp, and boom, out the Golden Gate. And my favorite is I go out for Dungeness crabs.
Nice.
Because that's not
really
a lot.
You like lay out traps for them?
Yeah, lay out a few traps, sit around, drink beer for a couple hours, and then go pull them up.
Oh, yeah. Nice, man. That sounds like a really nice time. Now, what do these traps look like? I'm a little unfamiliar with them because I've been out of it for a while.
They're like a 2 foot by 2 foot, maybe a foot high steel mesh cage with four little swing doors on the bottom. Crabs walk in, the door open, and they slam behind them.
We're back to that whole thing again.
Like nigger removal.
It's always about niggers and it's always about crabs.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Justin and DJ. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
The following is a remix of the Bluntress song, The Trolls Are Gonna Eat My Boo-Boo, as sung by your friend, Birdman.
The trolls, they're gonna eat my boo-boo. And my boo-boo, it smells like dog food. The trolls, they gonna eat my boo-boo. All the nigger books around the land, they gonna get my boo-boo. And they be asking me, hey, Bluntress, what is your boo-boo? Well, I'll tell you, what is my boo-boo? And my boo-boo, it smells like dog food. Well, my boo-boo is my poo-poo. They be lined up around the block. They want to get my boo-boo. I can't take them all, though. I get the gonorrhea. The trolls, they gonna eat my boo-boo. And I'm a fat sow, so I take them one or two. The trolls in the nigger box, they want my boo-boo. I'm a fat sow. I take them when I want to. And my son's got the hemorrhoids. But they all, they want my boo-boo. Thank you. Thank you very much. I love y'all. My new album's coming out next week. It's called The Trolls, They Want to Eat My Boo-Boo.
Hi, this is Mark Decorum. I was now earning a decent wage for a decent job. I'd be listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Stay tuned, Chimpers, because up next, we're going to have a nice conversation with our very special headlining guest, Jeannie D. Jeannie, you posted a news story of something recently that about
we were laughing about that.
What was that news story that you posted recently?
The nigger was injecting fix a flat and concrete.
Oh my God! Yeah, I found that today. This nigger was a nigger transvestite. Was posing as a doctor and was shooting up other niggers in the ass with fix a flat, cement, super glue, and mineral oil to increase the size of the niggers' asses.
Why do they need bigger asses?
Well, you know, I was just reading on the site and somebody posted in response to that. Malcolm Excrement put this response on and it was a link to something called steatopygmasia or something. And apparently the bigger the ass, the better it is in Africa.
Well, they should go back.
Wow. Yeah, I guess really? it's a sign of being like a really high class nigger. The bigger your ass is, the better off of a nigger you are in Africa.
Jeez. And to think, they carry that philosophy over here.
Yeah.
And they say they're just like us.
Right.
I think it all goes back to genetics.
And here, white women fight so hard, go to the gym every day, work so they don't have a big ass. And you got people injecting fix-a-flat and cement into their asses. I don't get it.
I actually posted on that thread. I'm like, why are they using fix-a-flat? They could just use spray foam in their ass.
I know. I saw that.
You know, I think it is genetically inbred into them because, you know, you've seen those pictures of female baboons in heat and their butt gets huge and red. Have you seen that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a signal to their mate that they're ready for copulation. So I think, you know, since niggers are so far down on the evolutionary scale, that's part of it for them. They see a big butt and they get aroused.
Right. That's like a sign to them that somebody's in mating season.
Right.
But niggers are always in mating season.
Yeah. They don't even have a non-mating season.
Right. It's the 24/7.
Not even incarceration stops
you
it.
You could consider a nigger non-mating season when he's locked up in NBU, but
he's still on
mating
season.
They still try. Yeah,
I know, but they can't reproduce.
No, but he's still on the down low while he's on there.
Oh hell yeah! I mean, they're still having sex. It just they ain't gonna produce any sprogs.
He's just having nasty butt sex.
Can you imagine if two male niggers could reproduce?
Oh.
What would come out? It'd be a super concentrated nigger.
The double nigger.
The double nigger.
They'd shit in a corner and say, rise.
Arise.
What the hell would a double nigger even look like?
Well.
Four big nostrils.
I mean, can the hair get any nappier?
I don't know. Maybe it would just be so black that it would be like a black hole and just absorb light.
How much bigger can the lips get? I mean, it'd be like two freaking Goodyear blimps strapped to each other.
I saw somebody posted today a story about some nigger bit off the lip of his 14-year-old girlfriend.
I saw that.
Bit off a large part of her lip, and I'm like, she's got plenty left. She's good.
Yeah, she probably lost 28 pounds when he bit her.
She's good. It'll grow back.
Let's find that news story. I want to hear about the concrete in the ass. Do you have a link for us?
Yeah, I get.
Hi, this is Thinking Nig.
This is Aryan Girl.
This is Galagly.
This is Dirty Dan.
This is Impala.
This is Lady Coon Thrushy, you fuckers.
Hi, folks, this is Not Nice.
Hey, Chimpers, this is Whitey's Fed Up.
This is Miss Ann, and you're listening to Chip Out Radio.
DJ, did you get the link I put up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay. Here we go.
Watch, I bet.
And
I...
look at the picture that accompanies the story.
When you're looking at this picture, DJ, that's a guy.
Yeah.
What?
That's a tranny.
That's a guy.
Why do niggers even bother going through the tranny thing? I mean, they're pretty much androgynous anyway.
Yeah, they all look the same. I mean, the only way you can differentiate is when they got a wig on and when they don't.
That's true.
And if they shave, and half the time, sows don't shave.
The sows have more facial hair than the bucks.
I know, right? Yeah. They got those big chin moles with the hair grow out of them.
Yeah.
I don't know why niggers get tattoos. Go back to branding. That's what you guys were bred for. Get a big old fucking hot iron brand on your ass.
I know. Why would you waste money on a tattoo? Like, you can't even see it.
Well, they're niggers. They waste money on 28-inch rims on a $300 car.
Somebody wrote a story about a nigger being all bruised up the other day. I'm like, how would you know? How would you know if a nigger had a bruise?
The bruise turned white. Yeah. You punch a nigger in the shoulder and it's a big white spot.
All right. So, what is going on with this whole transgender thing?
It actually looks like a nigger sow. I would have never known this was a nigger buck.
All right. It says, a Miami Gardens transgender woman is facing charges of practicing medicine without a license after police say she injected a patient's rear with everything but the kitchen sink in an illegal cosmetic surgery procedure. What? What the fuck? O'Neill Ron Morris, 30, was arrested Friday after an investigation by Miami Gardens police and the Florida Department of Health. According to police, the victim saw Morris in May and was injected in her buttocks with a substance consisting of cement, fix-a-flat, mineral oil, and super glue.
I want to know why they threw the super glue in there. Was that to hold all the fat together or what?
I guess.
See, I'm worrying about the cement. Is it like rubber cement? Or what kind of cement are we talking about here?
I guess it's just the dry cement powder.
Just powder, dry cement?
Wow.
But I thought fix-a-flat, isn't that the stuff that comes in a compressed can?
Yeah, and you shoot it in your tire, and then you drive the car around, and then you refill it with air, and it seals the tire?
I carry that stuff around in my car because I am not a tire changer person. I will call AAA before I'll change the tire. So I carry Fix-A-Flat. It has never occurred to me to ask a tranny to inject it into my butt.
Well, it must have occurred to somebody. It says the amateur incision was then sealed with super glue. Oh, that's what the super glue was for.
Okay. I thought they injected the super glue.
No, it said there was an incision, apparently. It says the victim was later hospitalized with serious medical condition as a result of the injections. No shit. Morris, who police say is a man but appears to look like a woman.
No, it appears to look like a nigger.
All right, we got to fix this. Morris, who police say is a nigger, it appears to look like a sow and sports an apparently enhanced rear herself in arrest photos, was being held on $7,500 bond. It was unknown whether she has an attorney.
You mean it.
It is unknown whether it has a penis. but it's a nigger, and all niggers have a penis. Police believe there may be other victims of Morris who may be afraid to come forward. Either that or they're stuck to their chair with the super glue. They can't get up because the cement's too much on their butt. They said the victims haven't done anything illegal and shouldn't be afraid to come forward.
Well, you know what it is? They put that super glue, and then... they're probably still stuck to the boyfriend after they get some down low sex.
Oh, I cannot believe that. That is just fucked up. Niggers will do anything.
That's insane.
I wonder how much he was getting paid.
Maybe a couple of rocks.
I guess.
I can't believe this thing is a... Well, I can't believe that's a nigger buck. That looks like a sow. I mean, I know they're androgynous, but that one looks like a sow.
TRH posted some close-up pictures of it later on in the thread, and it looks like, I can't even explain what it looks like. It looks like what I imagine that a tweaker nigger would look like. It's got all the shit coming out of its face and everything. You know,
yeah,
like the big...
I've seen that. It's got like really bad skin and acne and
yeah,
splotches.
It looks like what I would picture a nigger would look like if it was tweaking.
Jeez. It still looks like a nigger sow. That's a really good tranny. Give that one credit. That one actually fooled me. I like what TRH put on her. On her post, she says, my suggestion instead of fix a flat, and she put a can of Rentokil Wasp Nest Destroyer.
Because it looks like they're burrowing out of the skin. Like one of those horror movies where the wasps come out and they start bubbling up and then they pop out. That's what it looks like.
All right. So much for the butt nigger. Wow. How did you find that? How did you find that in the first place?
I have no idea. I you know what? It's funny. I look on the internet. One day I was looking for something related to school, and I ended up on a Kraft macaroni and cheese worship website. So I have no idea how I... Yeah, there's a Kraft macaroni and cheese worship website. No idea how I found
Kraft
it.
It's all that good anyways.
Well... Me neither, but when I was in college, that was pretty much what I had to eat. They didn't really have ramen back in the day.
Yeah.
So I was a Kraft mac and cheese girl. Anyway, I was searching for something, and I ended up on a Kraft macaroni and cheese worship website, and it was kind of like this daisy chain where A leads to B leads to C, and that's how I ended up on this site today about this tranny nigger. I have no idea. You know?
Wow.
Macaroni and cheese discovers tranny nigger with a large ass.
Right.
Maybe they should just put some macaroni and cheese in her butt instead of cement.
It looked the same. It might look realistic.
That's fucked up.
And they have the same lumps and bumps.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that that picture that the guy posted the other day where he put that nigger ass tattoo on the rhino?
Yeah, that was great. That was tattooed redhead, wasn't it?
No, that wasn't. She had put one of the nigger ass in the solar system, but then somebody else put it on the ass of a rhino.
And it fit perfectly.
And it totally fit perfectly. I have way too much time on my hands.
Yeah, but it's a good thing. At least you're spending it wisely on Chimp Out. That's the important thing.
I am. Trying to contribute where I can.
This is Black Metal 84. When I'm not finding disgusting pictures on the internet and posting them on the forums, I'm listening to Chimp Out Radio with DJ and Justin.
Well, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get some of these guys on again.
Yeah, especially Walter the Tyler. We never hear enough from that guy.
Well, that's because he changed his name every other week.
I know it. Maybe it'll be different by the time this airs.
Yeah, he'll probably be, I don't know, some other unknown character from history. Just a reminder, if you want to do a blog, if you've got something you want to say, contact one of the administrators. It's only $10 a month, and you can write whatever you want, and we will not censor or delete it.
That is cheap hosting, and it's a good deal. So get it for yourself this Christmas, or somebody that you love, or somebody that you hate, or somebody that lives across the street from you. We don't care.
Help support the site.
That's right. Thanks, of course, to Walter, to Jeannie D for joining us tonight and being an awesome guest. Special thanks to Hardchuck68 for doing the top 10 for us. And also thank you to Nigger Claws for doing the segment with us, and also for
not making an issue out of the fact that I forgot to put them in last episode. Sorry about that. Anyhow, hope everybody's having a fantastic Christmas and looking forward to a happy and prosperous 2012. Thanks for making this show absolutely fantastic, and be proud of yourselves, and don't take any shit from any fucking niggers.